You know, growing up, I always thought I was a philosopher. I kind of took pride in that, you know, writing poetry and just writing down different ideas and different statements I come up with. And so I wrote this one actually when I was about 14 or 15. You know, it basically said, when you're a star, you know, you put God first, let your past guide and your future determine. And, you know, it's basically saying that, you know, when you become a star and, you know, your responsibilities shift, you know, understand the things you've been through in the past, learn from them, you know, put God first and, you know, just understand that you have a bright future. And that's kind of what that tattoo derived from.
So at 14, did you think you'd be a star?
I always believed that.
A homecoming for Tyrann Mathieu, and he gets a pick in front of friends and family.
Even if it was a garbage man or a teacher, you know, I was gonna be one hell of a garbage man.
Is this harder than a workout?
No question. Probably harder than training for the combine.
Pain is pain to me. You know, I feel like, you know, everybody has to go through something, you know, to get that strength. My girlfriend and Patrick, you know, they joke around all the time. Hey, you know, it's okay to cry. I don't want to cry. Like, I don't feel the need to cry right now. So I haven't reached that moment where I'm depressed and just bummed out right now. So you know, hopefully I can stay intact mentally, and hopefully I never get to that point. Pity is not, you know, it's not really part of my mindset. You know, you got to be strong in this world, so I just try to be as strong as I can.
It's a CPM machine, continuous passive motion machine, and it works extension and flexion, passive loop with tie while it just relaxes.
So every week, you know, we'll try to bump it up 10 degrees so we can get to 120. So I'm at about 60 right now, so I'm halfway there.
I feel like something great going to happen today. I don't know who's going to make it happen. I feel like something great gonna happen today.
You have gotta be kidding me, Honey Badger. That's what that kid does.
The entire Cardinals Nation, they've been extremely supportive. I'm definitely blessed, you know, to be a part of Arizona Cardinals and, you know, to be a part of this community. I get a lot of tweets, you know, I get a lot of comments on pictures and different things like that. So those guys are extremely supportive, and they're definitely looking, you know, for my return 2014.
Try to sit on this table every day so I can look at the football field out there. And that's all I think about, getting back out there, just doing what I like to do.
Turn up! Hey, it's a big stop right here. We need a big stop. Let's go!
This is my second time, you know, losing football and not being able to be a part of the team. You know, I think in the long run, I was able to learn from a year ago, you know, when I got kicked off the team and not being able to be a part of the team. And now, having suffered this severe knee injury, I'm able to cope with not having football. So this is just another obstacle for me to be stronger, you know, emotionally, mentally, and physically.